Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So it is a mad race to make this vaccine. And everybody's trying to get the news and get the glory. And we got over 150 vaccines right now in development. I mean, there is cha-ching, there is money. And making headlines today is Oxford and AstraZeneca's combined efforts for a vaccine. Kind of has like a two-pronged approach in terms of inducing T cells and inducing antibodies, and it's kind of a mixture of a regular coronavirus. I think that they got out of chimpanzees a spike glycoprotein to kind of induce an immune response and have that outer shell, and then like a weakened some of the genetic material of our new coronavirus, and this mixture of something they're finding some positive results in. In fact, they're seeing some good immunity results at the 30-day mark. They aren't sure yet if you're going to need one shot or two shots with this, two doses of it. But they're pretty excited. And you know, for those of you kind of wondering why it's taking so long, and, you know, this virus, again, might not be able to create a vaccine similar to some of our other ones, where, all right, you take the virus, you kill it, you have a bunch of its shell, you inject that into somebody, and you make an immune response. Not always. Same thing with the live attenuated version. Well, let's just weaken it, you know, make it drunk, whatever, you know, and then inject that into somebody. Apparently, even though we've had some amazing achievements and advances in vaccine technology, for some reason that, you know, might not have been that easy in terms of this. You know, they isolated the virus. They have the genetic material, but in order to produce a proper immune response, it's tricky. And remember, what did we just talk about in the first hour? Oh, you didn't pay attention? I got to give you guys a pop quiz. I am so sick of you guys going, oh, I don't know. We just talked about it. Okay, we just talked about it ago. We talked about how many people who get the virus, albeit a mild case, might not have antibodies or immunity. So which means you can't take SARS-CoV-19... or SARS-CoV-2, which is the virus that causes COVID-19 infection, you can't take that and just weaken it and go, okay, make an immune response. Because we're seeing in real-life settings that people are not making antibodies, or they're not making antibodies detected on the test. So it is a little bit of a cluster. What's not a cluster, it's competition. When you have competition, you have people wanting to get that golden egg. So the Oxford vaccine is one of 150 in development. You also have Pfizer. Now, I think Pfizer's working with China. Pfizer and China's CanSino Biologics, they're working together. It's interesting. Pfizer stock keeps going up. AstraZeneca went up earlier, but today it didn't do much, even though there was all this news, which is why be careful with stocks. Don't wait for the headline to then buy the stock, because by the time the headline's out, the stock actually, people then start selling their shares because they're like, all right, it already went up. So you gotta be careful with that. But anyway, the vaccine that we're talking about today out of AstraZeneca is called AZD1222. Very, very smart. AstraZeneca, their initials are AZ. And so, and I think their stock is AZN, just in case anybody writes about it, AstraZeneca gets the credit. So it kind of reminds people, hopefully they buy stock, and it's a money thing. Vaccine development, people will make money, but they need to bank on this money, because if they don't get this vaccine out and China and Pfizer beat them or whatever, they lose billions. So it's a the economic aspect of it and the race part of it, the sport of it is really exciting to me. So what did the initial results show? Well, they said 91% of individuals 1 month after they got the shot showed immunity. Now it was only 10 subjects. And again, it's really hard to get a lot of subjects on these, you know, so it was a small trial, but enough for us to move forward into other phases. And these later stage clinical trials will be included, you know, more and more. Oh, it did show immunity in pigs. So with the later stage trials, we do a lot more human studies. But we need more humans that, one, haven't been exposed to the virus, don't show proof of antibodies. You need virgins. You need not sexual virgins, but you need virus virgins. And it's going to be harder and harder to find those if this virus is ubiquitous and, you know, people have been exposed. So you need to find people who are complete virgins, no antibodies, no recent exposure, and then test to see this. And they also have to be healthy and be able to have a good immune response. So 10 subjects isn't enough for us to say we got it, but it's enough for us to move forward. So, you know, scientific community is excited, but we still have a long way to go. The problem is reports are saying they think we're going to be good by September. Now, September is 6 weeks away, less than 6 weeks away. I don't think we're going to be there. You know, I've said since the beginning, and I said on Fox News, that I think we are going to have some sort of a vaccine by late summer, early fall. I really do believe we will have some vaccine. That doesn't, though, mean that we will have something that's going to be mass-produced, and we are going to have millions upon millions of doses. If this Pfizer-China company, you know, makes a vaccine first, who's going to get the multiple million doses first? Is it going to be China? Or is it going to be, you know, Pfizer, you know, America-based, you know, people? So it's not that simple. You know, mass production and global distribution has to still go through multiple stages. And that's kind of where we're at. So now, you know, would I take the vaccine? Would I trust the vaccine? Well, if it does have kind of a two-pronged effect on your immune system, where, you know, not only will there be like neutralizing antibodies, but it'll also stimulate your T cells and which also fight, you know, which also fight infection. And it's, I like it, but I would definitely want to see the safety and the long-term safety effects. You know, I get a little bit nervous about any sort of, you know, speed at which these things, I might be, you know, very inspired by the sport of it, but I get very, very cautious about, you know, did it go through all the safety trials? Did we look at long term? You know, was this something that, you know, isn't going to cause, you know, less immunity down the line or, you know, cancer or whatever? And, you know, even though that's rare, these are the things that still need to be kind of ironed out while they're racing. So, you know, at least we know people aren't sleeping on the job. That's good news. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. brick and mortar, and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, so I keep getting corrected when I get interviewed about the mask. And I, for months now, have said it protects you and protects others. And they go, no. The mask only prevents you spreading. And, you know, other radio hosts or TV hosts will always correct me when I say that. And I've told you guys that, you know, the mask is what I think protected me all these years with patients. Because you would breathe in less of an inoculum, we call it, you know, or an amount of virus. You breathe in less of it. So I, you know, if I'm wearing a proper mask, I think it does protect us. That's in medicine, we use the masks not only to protect the patients, but to protect yourselves. right? That's why we use the shield, and that's kind of how they're designed. People kept correcting me. No, no, the masks are only to help you stop spreading the disease, and, you know, and I'm like, okay, and I get some of the masks that people are wearing kind of stink and all that, and I know, but, you know, I just have always kind of said it does kind of protect you. Well, finally, researchers at the University of California have said, no, the mask does protect you as well. Okay, thank you. Like, that's what I've been saying. All right, and I know people are really ticked off about the masks, and I see what people are doing with the masks, and I see them hang out in people's cars, or the mask is at the bottom of the car, or people stick it in their bra, and it's all sweaty, and then they put it on, and it's not doing what it should do. Once it's wet and dirty, it really loses its efficacy. However, I can't lie and say that I didn't wear a mask for years and it protected me. It did. It protected me. And so, why this study is important, and again, it's coming out of the University of California, where they found that, no, you know, you do breathe in less of an inoculum or less of an amount of a virus, so then you have less amount that could attach to your lungs or respiratory tree. The reason why this is important is we still have a lot of debate and discord when it comes to masks. And when you tell somebody that they have to wear a mask for somebody else, all right, it relies on them being unselfish. And one of the reasons why we're seeing fights at Walmart or, you know, like with that one case just a few days ago, or at these other places, is they think that if somebody's not wearing a mask, they're going to attack them. So if somebody walks into a store without wearing a mask, they are, you know, in assault mode, where they're going to breathe on everybody, etc. Whereas if the conversation was different, going, look, if you want to protect yourself, you wear the mask, people may be less in other people's faces. Now, mind you, nothing has changed. The mask is supposed to still prevent spread. You know, like there's this meme going around where, you know, if you pee, you know, and you're naked, the urine goes all over the place. But if you're wearing pants, the pee will just, you know, stay within the pants and, you know, end up on you. So there is less of a spray. I get that, you know, and so, you know, if somebody's walking around without a mask, they could be spreading illness. So, but if we tell people, look, you wear a mask so you don't get it, that starts to make it a little less aggressive. It starts to be a little less intrusive in terms of, you know, telling somebody to do something to help the world. There's not a lot of people convinced with that, you know? I mean, I'll try to switch my car thing to econo mode to help the environment, and, you know, I'll try, you know, not to spray a lot of Lysol. I'll try to use less aerosols to help the earth or whatever, you know, but at some point you're like, look, you know, I'm doing all this and my neighbor isn't. You know, same thing with voting. People are like, look, my vote's not even going to count, because the Electoral College is going to go one way or the next, so why do it? And it really does take everybody doing their part. But right now with COVID, people are pretty sick of doing their part. What happened to all those small businesses that did their part? They shut down. They shut down. And then when they reopened, they pushed people, customers away. They did the social distancing. They did everything they were supposed to, and the cases still rose. So when you know, you tell a city or a state or a country you need to do your part, and then, you know, it's just not, I don't think people are convinced. Now, another thing that's come up is the this other symptom that we're seeing with COVID called an anthem. So I talk about viral exanthems a lot on the show. And I love talking about viral exanthems because my lisp doesn't come out. And I can enunciate and I sound really academic. I'm like, oh, you get a viral exanthem with the rash, you know, within a few days of onset. And I sound, everyone's like, oh, Dr. Dolly, you're so smart. And I'm like, yeah, I'm smart. But there's a term called enanthem. So eggs is outside, a rash outside the body. Enanthem is a rash inside the body. Now, you really can't look at a lot of places inside the body. I mean, I guess you could do a colonoscopy or vaginal exam, but with this, you see the rash within the mouth. And researchers out of Spain had looked at a bunch of patients with COVID-19, and they found that many of them had presentations within the mouth. They looked at, I believe it was it 19 people with a rash? It was a very, very small study, but they looked at a subset of people who had a rash, the COVID rash, and we talked about rashes with COVID. They kind of look vascular. They might not blanch. It kind of looks like inflammation of the vessels, like a vasculitis. So when you press on it, it still stays red, so it doesn't blanch. A lot of the COVID rashes, there's a variety of different COVID rashes that have been discussed. But when they looked at 21 people that had a COVID rash, they found that almost a third had this rash inside the mouth. And when you look in their mouth, it looked like little petechiae, you know, or a redness. And you know, a lot of people have complained of a sore throat, but this is different. And I don't think these are tender at all. I don't think these have any, you know, pain with it or symptomatology, but they have a look. And they look like pinpoint blood vessel ruptures. That's what petechiae are. And what does that signify? Well, that signifies a lot of times a virus, as opposed to you having like an allergic reaction to something or strep. And it looks like the blood vessels are inflamed. You know, this COVID virus, everybody talks about as being a lung virus, a respiratory problem. And it is, but we also have a huge subset of people getting clots, getting blood issues, and you know, so we really don't want to ignore the hematological component of this virus. So when they looked in the mouth, they saw these little petechiae, or you know, these mucocutaneous lesions, where I don't know if they described any of that look like blisters. I don't think that, but a big rash that's been described exanthemally, right outside the body, on the outside, was very macular, where they looked all red. You know, now that could also be an allergic reaction to, like, let's say penicillin or a drug. It could look like a drug reaction. With this was a lot different. They don't really, they said this looked different where it didn't look like a drug reaction. Now, I had a drug reaction to Bactrim, and Bactrim left me with petechiae on my legs. So I was getting the blood vessel hemorrhage on my legs when I took Bactrim. So I still think drug reactions can cause these viruses. But the whole point to all this, an anthem versus exanthem and a virus in the mouth, is clinicians need to be very thorough with the exam. And study authors believe that we would have heard about this sooner, and we would have discovered it sooner, if people with COVID had a more thorough exam. And they hinted at, because we're worried about exposure and we're wearing masks and we have our you know, shield up, and you know, we're trying not to get up into people's business, we're not getting close enough to see these little micro hemorrhages. Now, I've taught medical students for years on how you got to lift up the sheet. You know, someone's in a hospital bed, you better check their feet. You better check for swelling. You got to check for bed sores. You know, just because you just see neck on up doesn't mean there's not pathology. Well, same thing. You really got to look deep into people. You know, you have to examine their body parts. And, you know, people with a systemic illness will sometimes show different sort of dermatologic manifestations. One of my favorite books in medical school I read, I picked it up on my own, was Dermatological Manifestations of Internal Disease. And so you could have let's say colon cancer, and you'll have a lesser trochlea, these weird spots that look like you took your thumb and smeared them. That could be a sign of a GI cancer or colon cancer. You could have acanthosis nigricans, which is very weird tanning or very weird dark splotches on your body, and that can signify, you know, a cancer. I picked up a lymphoma in a young patient as a medical student who was in the hospital for pneumonia. He was in the ICU, but his knees were dark. And I go, why are his knees dark? Maybe he's got cancer. So we ran a CAT scan, and there we go. So I'm not saying these spots in the mouth mean anything worrisome or cancer, but what it means is, you know, we really got to kind of be aware that there might be other symptoms, and we got to kind of get in there and look without getting exposed, of course. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Attention. attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As violence continues to escalate around a federal justice center and courthouse in Portland, Oregon, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says the president will take action.
Democrats continue to put politics above peace while this president seeks to restore law and order.
McEnany, speaking during a White House briefing, continues.
By any objective standard, the violence, chaos, and anarchy in Portland is unacceptable.
Riders on Monday were tearing away the protective barrier of the Portland Federal Courthouse piece by piece. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he hopes the United States and United Kingdom can work out a quick trade deal. Pompeo in London on Tuesday meeting with UK leaders to discuss a number of issues. And President Trump's coronavirus briefings resume today. It will come as many states are dealing with outbreaks of the virus. You're listening to USA Radio News. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says another coronavirus stimulus bill must be smart and should include real, targeted solutions.
We need to find the right sort of middle ground that is smart and safe, but also more sustainable.
Opening the Senate, McConnell says Republicans are putting together a stimulus bill that focuses on kids, jobs, and health care. The NFL is still working out ways to play football during the coronavirus pandemic. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
The NFL now considering canceling all preseason games for the upcoming season. Owners submitting a proposal to the Players Association as the two sides work to better outline safety guidelines during this pandemic. There is no word as to whether the players are going to accept that deal.
The NFL regular season is set to begin with the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs hosting the Houston Texans on September 10th. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Justice Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Fox News has, looks like, some drama. And there has been now accusations, not only with Howard Kurtz, but also Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity. And there's we're getting more and more information as this comes, but this lawsuit accuses ex-Fox News anchor Ed Henry of raping an employee, and then claims have now actually spread to even more people that work at Fox. So Ed Henry had been fired from Fox News July 1 after an unnamed employee had accused him of sexual misconduct. Now, a federal suit was filed yesterday in New York by Jennifer Eckhart, a former associate producer at Fox Business, as well as Kathy Aru. Now, Eckhart claims that Henry raped her in 2017 after trying to coerce her into a sexual relationship. Now, the former anchor was married since 2010, Henry, and he denied the allegations in the lawsuit and claimed that his relationship with Eckhart was consensual. Now, Ms. Aru claims that she was sexually harassed by Henry and several other men, including Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson. Now, apparently she said that what Sean Hannity did was put $100 on a desk and challenge the men on his staff to take her out on a date. She said that she was a guest on Tucker Carlson's show in December 2018, and after it was over, he told her that he was staying in a hotel room in New York that night without his wife and children, and he invited her to the hotel room to discuss getting a full-time job at Fox. When she instead invited him to dinner with her and a friend, he declined. Now, these are the allegations. Fox News has emphatically denied the allegations against, you know, Carlson, Hannity, Kurtz. I think Kurtz also has been, Kurtz hosts the Weekend Media Buzz Show. We have not heard of any other sexual or misconduct allegations until these charges were made. And, you know, it's always a very, very tough story to cover and very, very tough to read. And because, you know, on one end, those who make the allegations are, you know, vilified as, you know, you're trying to get money or you're trying to get back at somebody. And then on the other end, there's a lot of people that have been attacked and assaulted and, you know, keep quiet for a variety of reasons. And then finally they feel empowered, which is what the Me Too movement helped do, to speak out. They say in the cases of Tucker Carlson and Kurtz, Aru believed the men were making sexual advantages, sexual advances. The lawsuit says she said she was propositioned by Gianno Caldwell, a Fox contributor. Now, Fox says that all of Aru's claims are false, patently frivolous, and utterly devoid of any merit. Going back to Eckhart, Eckhart claims that Henry had handcuffed her and raped her in a hotel room in 2017 after trying to coerce her into a sexual relationship. Now, you know, when you hear these things, you are just, you're just kind of blown away. And this lawsuit now names Fox News, Henry, Hannity, Carlson, and Kurtz as defendants. Now, it's so difficult to make sense of, you know, why anybody would lie, you know, about something like that. You know, the first woman who cried rape who wasn't ruined it for the rest of us who have ever been assaulted because people won't believe us. However, you know, just because somebody stays silent for a period of time doesn't necessarily mean that they're lying all of a sudden when they bring it up. True, with Brett Kavanaugh, people were really, really scratching their heads with that one on, you know, why this didn't come up in other FBI investigations and why now, you know, after all his appointments, why now would it come up? And, you know, the testimony was, you know, very, very strange, you know, if I could say that. But we have also new definitions of sexual harassment. So, I've, in my years, experienced a variety of things. Some I shrugged off as, that was uncomfortable, and some where I'm like, you know, really? You know, and then others where it was just outright assault. And I've had people say, look, you know, I'll give $100, same thing, I'll give $100 if you, you know, bring, you know, her to the party, or if you bring whatever, you know, and yeah, it's not right. It's not right. It's off color. It's, you know, but it wasn't anything that I would think would sue for, you know, because, I mean, people have said things inappropriate for years, and not only sexually inappropriate. I mean, I've had women say and do things to me in my career that I was even far worse than an occasional, you know, male sexual innuendo. And I can think of a handful of women I should have probably sued for stuff they did to my career. And again, I didn't even think I just don't go there. I don't really sue, whatever. So if you, let's say back in the 80s or 90s, you know, said, you know, that dress really compliments your figure, that was nothing that was considered bad back then. You say it now, you're going to lose your job. So, you know, if this $100 on a table, to say, look, ask her out on a date, even if that happened, all right, and, you know, it's inappropriate. I can't tell you how many times that has been done in other settings. Go ask her out. Ask her out. If you don't ask her out, I'm going to kick your butt. How many times have you heard, you know, I don't even know if that happened to my husband, where my husband was talking to his friends and said, oh, you better ask her out. If you don't, I will. Or I'll kick your butt, or but I can't use the proper terms. You know, you're a weenie if you don't. You know, I mean, the goading and the competitions and this has been something that has pervaded. I'm not saying any of the allegations are okay, but what the topic keeps being brought up is when we look at certain allegations that are done and certain, you know, things that are deemed inappropriate, one thing that we've done, which I think a lot of us are in support of, is we've kind of redefined and reevaluated some workplace behavior and said, you know what, it's wrong and it stops now. All right, it stops now. But we took it to another level and are now going back and saying, well, you did this years ago, or you kissed me at a party, or you touched my butt at a party, you know, when we were making out, and that's assault. And you're like, well, wait a second, it wasn't assault then, it was called, you know, it was, I mean, technically, in definitions, it would be, but copping feels, unfortunately, were things that people would do, which is why my mom always told me, don't make out with anybody if you're not prepared that they're going to make advances and moves to certain things. You know, and so I remember thinking to myself, gosh, if I have my period, I definitely don't want to kiss anybody because I don't want anybody, you know, touching anything down there, you know, and I know it seems kind of asinine to, you know, break it down like that, but, you know, there were unfortunate, you know, very, shall we say, aggressive ways that people would try to go out with you, or they would try to, you know, get their friend to go out with you, or get, you know, on a date, or, you know, have a bet on who slept with her first. These are things that we women have hated, you know, but, you know, as of 2019, 2020, we're like, guys, it stops here. It stops now. Ladies, it stops now. But we didn't do it stops now. We said, now, if you did that 10 years ago, you're in trouble. You know, our approach to things now is we're using our new rules now and taking it back, you know, and it's unfortunately kind of a mess in the courts, but it'll be interesting to see what happens with this in Fox News. We'll keep you posted. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you.
you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So let's hit some other news stories, all right? West Nile virus, they say, is starting to be overlooked because everybody's been all up in everyone's business with COVID. And we talked about how nobody's keeping an eye on the mosquito. Well, mosquitoes are kind of taking advantage here. So Fox News is reporting that after mosquitoes tested recently positive for West Nile near Austin, Texas, one public health professional has been concerned that the medical community is overlooking this because we're distracted. Most people infected with West Nile do not feel sick, but one in five people will develop a fever, headache, vomiting, rash. Actually, symptoms very similar to COVID. An estimated 1 in 150 could unfortunately get the severe fatal illness that affects the brain and spinal cord. So CDC symptoms could be fever, congestion, nausea, diarrhea, rash, you know. So Williamson County officials in Texas said a pool of mosquitoes in the regional park tested positive for West Nile on July 9th. There haven't been any human cases yet since 2017, but the fact that you have mosquitoes out there with the virus means we need to kind of be on alert for that. Now, many people are kind of staying indoors. It is summertime. Mosquitoes like the summer. They like to mate and get all frisky, you know, at dusk and dawn and around those times, you know, because it's kind of cool. And it's just that's when people, in fact, that's actually when humans seem to be more frisky, too. But County's Vector Management Program lead Jason Fritz told Fox News that while 80% of people infected with the West Nile virus are asymptomatic, about 20% can develop West Nile fever. With COVID being such a big issue, they say we're starting to see more of those mild symptoms in people with COVID, fever, body aches. So there's a chance that if you're testing negative for COVID, this might be West Nile. Now, what's happening is we're being told not to go to the doctor. If you think you have COVID, stay home. Well, wouldn't it be nice to know if you have West Nile? I mean, see, we're not getting any data. We're doing telemedicine, which I love. I love telemedicine, you know, but I mean, you know, people are calling, they're going home. I mean, are we really getting data here? We're not testing anybody, you know, that calls telemedicine unless we go, you need to get tested. So I think we're losing out on a lot of data. And so we might be missing some West Nile cases. So how do you avoid West Nile virus? Well, you use insect repellent, cover up with long sleeve shirts, kind of cooler long sleeve clothing, long pants. Tuck in your pants into your socks like we used to do in the 70s and 80s, which looked cool. I miss those days because if I didn't shave my legs, you couldn't tell. Keep mosquitoes out of the home by shutting windows and using air conditioner. Close the screen windows and doors, which is, by the way, the opposite of what we told you guys. Told you guys to let some fresh air get in the house, right? If you're locked up in isolation with COVID. Now they're like, you might need to close up because it wasn't aisle. So vector transmission viruses are not easy, so we'll keep you guys posted on that. A lot of people are wondering about how our polar bears are doing. I like polar bears. They're pretty dangerous suckers, by the way. But polar bears, they believe, might be extinct by the year 2100. Now, that's coming up pretty fast. And they believe that the Arctic species is at risk of being starved into extinction. They say the sea ice is continuing to vanish due to warming temperatures. Polar bears are struggling to find the food they need. This is according to University of Toronto. They did a study published in a scientific journal, Nature Climate Change. There's an estimated 22,000 to 31,000 polar bears in the wild. Precise numbers are kind of hard to determine, you know, because they're up there remotely and you got to really cover a lot of territory. But they rely on sea ice for hunting seals, their primary food source. But the spread of ice has been on the decline, so less ice, less ways to get their seals. So the bears can fast for months. Their survival depends on how much energy they've managed to reserve when they do that hibernation. But again, if there's not enough food, they can only do so much. So, and it could also affect their ability to reproduce. So how are they going to have bear babies? And I'm looking right now at a polar bear that's kind of stray that's in the outskirts of a Russian city. You're starting to see some polar bears try to go, you know, and get food where they can. So the Arctic was said to have warmed ice as much as the global average in 2020, they said. And it's contributed to some of the, they say the temperatures have contributed to some of the lowest levels of sea ice recorded. So They say in Siberia, a prolonged heat wave that began in January has sparked wildfires. It scorched more than 2.8 million acres in late June. You know, dryness, droughts, those things definitely do not help. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. Are you guys brushing your teeth regularly? I know, not the most sexy story, but guys, if you don't brush your teeth and you have periodontal disease, not only can you get diabetes and heart disease, but they've also found risks to esophageal cancer and gastric cancer. 2017, a study from University of Michigan said that one in three of us really have poor dental health. One in three of us. Now, a study out of Harvard and Massachusetts General in Boston said that if you have periodontal disease, gum disease, and if you've been losing your teeth, you have a higher risk of adenocarcinoma of the stomach and the esophagus. So what they did is researchers looked at 98,000 women from the Nurses' Health Study, 49,000 men from the Health Professionals Follow-Up Study. And these are studies that ran from the late 80s, early 90s, all the way to the teens and the 2000s. And then they did a 22-28-year span follow-up. And they found that of those about 150,000 people, 200 got esophageal cancer, 238 got gastric cancer. And those with periodontal disease, there was a higher risk. So when they looked at those who got cancer, there was at least a 43% risk of getting that cancer in those that had periodontal disease, 52% with gastric cancer. If you had lost more than two teeth, you had even a higher risk. So they think what's happening is there's a disruption in the good bacteria, or there's something called a microbial dysbiosis, where you kind of have a symbiotic relationship with bacteria in the mouth, keeping other bad pathogens away. And when that gets screwed up because you're not brushing your teeth and you're not having good oral hygiene, you start to get an overrepresentation of bacteria like Tanerella forsytha or Pepto-Streptococcus stomatis or Streptococcus anginosus. Those have been implicated in gastric cancer. And Porphyromonas gingivalis, known to cause aggressive periodontal disease, has also been linked to esophageal cancer. So if you have inflammation of the gums, you need to kind of get that looked at. Factors that could do it is not only bacteria, but poor dental hygiene, smoking, diabetes, hormonal changes, medications that decrease your saliva, dry mouth could also cause more bacteria, even genetics. Now, gingivitis happens when bacteria and plaque build up around the teeth. Your gums get swollen and red. But if gingivitis doesn't resolve, you go into periodontitis. That's where you start getting recession of the gum, loss of teeth, damage to the ligaments and bone. So I wrote an article on this. So signs of having the periodontitis are bleeding gums, swollen gums, tender gums, gum recession, making your teeth look longer, bad breath, pus and inflammation, or if it hurts to chew. And we know that this bacteria could cause inflammation and then could affect your heart. So American Dental Association says you got to brush your teeth with fluoride toothpaste twice a day for at least 2 minutes. You got to floss once a day. You got to drink plenty of water. You got to keep a healthy diet. You got to throw out your toothbrush every 3 months or sooner if it looks frayed or damaged. And you should get your dental checkups once or twice a year as long as, you know, COVID allows your dentist to see you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So remember that St. Louis couple who guarded their house when people were had broken through the gate of their private road, but they weren't technically on their property? Well, the St. Louis couple now has been charged. According to Circuit Attorney Kimberly Gardner, it is illegal to wave weapons in a threatening manner to those participating in a nonviolent protest. And while we are fortunate this situation did not escalate into deadly force, the type of conduct is unacceptable in St. Louis. Now, Governor Mark Parson's office says that the charges are outrageous. So apparently, you see videos. It's interesting. I see one of the protesters hold something. It doesn't look like a gun, but it looks like something. And then you see the woman aim the gun at this protester. Now, I've always been under the impression that you really can't aim a gun at somebody. That's kind of illegal. However, what if they're on your property? Well, where this gets sticky is they weren't technically on their property. So we'll keep you guys posted as we see this develop more. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't.
What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.